You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In this episode, I share with you why monthly recurring revenue is the most important metric to focus on for the most success in your business. I explain the difference between leading indicators and lagging indicators, how to select KPIs for your business, and strategies to increase your MRR or monthly recurring revenue. Keep listening.
You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In this show, online business coach and self-made millionaire Sabrina Philip shows you how to do entrepreneurship your way. She moved to Bali with $800 in her bank account and just 1 year later had scaled her business to seven figures. Sabrina has been featured in Forbes, Business Insider, Goldcast, and Cosmopolitan. Using her signature, intentional, manageable, profitable framework, Sabrina helps women make millions online. Currently traveling the world, tune in each week as she reveals the best tips, tricks, and strategies for creating the intentional life and business of your dreams. Here's your host, Sabrina Philip.
Welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you the one business metric to focus on for the most success. So what is a business metric? Well, it's essentially a KPI or a key performance indicator, and it is a number, right? It is a metric. It is a measurable number that you track to see how the business is doing. And the most important business metric to focus on for your success is monthly recurring revenue. Now, before I explain why MRR or monthly recurring revenue is so essential for the success of your business, I want to explain to you the two different types of KPIs or key performance indicators, and those are leading and lagging. So a leading KPI or a leading metric is basically an input. It's something that you put into your business that when you do this thing, it is going to produce results that will tell you whether or not you're on track for the goal that you have. So an example of that, something that you put into your business that pops out results, right? A leading indicator is something like the number of leads in your sales funnel, right? Because let's say you know that you have a 10% conversion rate. So if you put more leads into your sales funnel, you're going to convert more people, which is going to get you closer to your goal. Another example of a leading indicator could be something like the number of content pieces that you share, because maybe you know that the more content you share and the more pitches that you make, the more people convert into your programs, the more money you make, the closer you get to your goal. It could also be something like your sales conversion rate. So you know that when you increase and improve your sales conversion rate, you're going to get more people buying your programs, or the number of sales conversations that you have. If you're only having one sales conversation a month, at most, you could maybe get one person buying. But if you focus on increasing the number of sales conversations, right, inputting that, starting more sales conversations, on the back end of that, you are going to get more sales, which is going to increase the revenue in your business. So leading is an input. It's something that you put into your business. These are numbers that you do more of to get more results. Now, a lagging indicator is an output. So it's basically something that is an insight on your current performance, saying, did these insights work? And it tells you if you're on track for that desired growth or goal. So a lagging indicator is something that's already happened. So this could be something like your revenue. Your revenue has already happened, but it does give you insight if you're on track for your goal or not. MRR or monthly recurring revenue is a lagging indicator because it's something that you already have based on sales activities that you already did, but it gives you such amazing insight for where you're going to go in your business. Profit, right? How much profit do you have? How many customers did you sign up in a launch? If your goal was to have $1 million a year, and for you to do that, you needed to have 100 customers in your launch, but you got 120, you have very strong confidence that you're on track for your income goal. So these leading indicators and lagging indicators are numbers that you track that help you get to where you want to go in your business. The leading indicators help because you increase those. The lagging indicators help because they give you insights on if the leading indicators, those actions and activities, are creating results in your business. So the number one metric to track, even though you should have many of them in a sense, but the most important one to track is monthly recurring revenue. And here's why I think that it is so essential. If you have low monthly recurring revenue, then you are going to have very unpredictable revenue. You're going to have high chaos, high turnover, low lifetime customer value, and very low overall revenue. If you have high monthly recurring revenue or very steadily growing, then you're going to have very predictable revenue, less chaos, higher lifetime customer value, and you can start to predict your revenue growth so much better. So monthly recurring revenue are payments that are coming in every single month. That is recurring revenue that your business can count on. And so when you have that number and you really focus on that is the number that I want to grow for my business, more than any other number, I want to grow and increase my monthly recurring revenue. Your revenue is naturally going to grow as a result of that. Your profit should naturally grow as a result of that. The number of customers you serve is naturally going to grow as a result of that, right? Everything is going to grow. Everything is going to get easier. If another thing you want to focus on is I want to work less hours, grow your monthly recurring revenue. Stop selling one-time offers. So by really focusing on this number, my business has had such incredible results, but you have to have that perspective and that focus of I want to grow my MRR. And a lot of people will instead focus on selling one-time offers or going for the quick cash, but the quick cash creates a lot of stress and it doesn't actually grow your revenue. Because if you could instead focus on getting 5 clients a month, paying you $2,000 a month, but instead you're focusing on, I want to get 10 people in my $100 masterclass, you're making $10,000 versus $1,000, right? And that's $10,000 a month. That adds up. So after a year, that is $120,000 in monthly recurring revenue. But you have to shift your focus. So the conversation I want to have with you today is, what is it that you need to be doing? What numbers do you need to be prioritizing? Whether that's strategies, actions, processes. So basically those leading indicators that are going to contribute to MRR growth. Because if MRR, monthly recurring revenue, is a lagging indicator, meaning that it is showing you what's already happened, how do we grow that? With our leading indicators, right? With these other strategies that are going to create inputs that grow our MRR. So if these kind of terms of leading, lagging are going over your head, basically, long story short, there's going to be some stuff in you do in your business that the more you do of it, the more you get results. There's going to be some stuff in your business that's just kind of straight numbers that tell you how you're doing, how much money you're making, what's your profit, what's your MRR. So you have to decide which numbers do you want to focus on. And the one to focus on is MRR, because if you have recurring revenue, you're going to have so much less stress, so much more predictable income, but also you're just going to scale so much faster. And I can absolutely tell you that, because if you're fighting for each new sale every single month, that really sucks. But if you have built-in income, you can pay your team with confidence, you can scale with confidence, you have high profit, and you have a base to grow from. So how do we grow MRR is basically what we're talking about. And the way we grow that is with those leading indicators, but just think of it as growth strategies, right? What are these growth strategies that the more I focus on, the more I pour into them, the more MRR I'm going to get on the other side? So the first thing is, if you are launching something different all the time, your MRR is not going to grow, because that is a one-time purchase. So for something to be recurring revenue, that payment needs to keep coming in each and every single month, right? So having something like a membership site or a payment plan or recurring payments, you know, ongoing contracts that are people are on, that is how you're going to grow that MRR. So really focusing on prioritizing long-term contracts. So a question that you could be asking yourself is, how many times a month am I pitching my mastermind? Or how many times a month am I pitching my membership site? Put a number goal on that and then start tracking that. So let's say your goal is to pitch your mastermind 10 times a month. Red, yellow, green, how are you doing? Green, we hit the number. Yellow, we are off track 1 month. Red, we've been off track 2 months or more. But just find a number that if you do more of this thing, I'm going to get more mastermind signups. So what is it that you could do to get more mastermind signups? The other thing is really deprioritizing pay in fulls. So if you have those recurring payments coming in from your programs, you're going to have so much more stability in your business, which is great for your nervous system and your stress levels. But what a lot of people do is they have huge discounts on the pay in full, and it's all about the pay in full. They want the pay in full so they can make a post about how they had a 10K day, which is great, but then how much are you making next month? So stop prioritizing pay in fulls and instead take away some of those huge discounts, those huge bonuses, so that it is easy for people to commit to the payment plan, because that's really the thing that you want to do. So that's more of a strategy. It's less of an indicator, but that's something that I want to share with you in order to grow your monthly recurring revenue. The third thing that I want you to be thinking about is, what is your sales funnel that contributes to your monthly recurring revenue? So here's an example of a sales funnel. You have a Facebook ad and it goes to a webinar. The webinar goes to an application. The application goes to a sales call. And then there is a conversion, either a yes or a no. So if you have that funnel, and that is an automated funnel, right? You could have an organic funnel, But now you need to be asking yourself, what are these leading indicators? What are these numbers that I need to optimize, tweak, or increase in order to get more results from that sales funnel? So for example, if you spend more on ads, are you going to get more results? If you can get more people opting into your ads and opting into the webinar, are you going to get more results? Can you increase the show up rate for the webinar? Maybe the show up rate is 10% and you want to get it to 30%. If you have more people watching the webinar, more people are going to complete the application, more people are going to convert. So all of those different numbers of, if I increase this thing, then that is going to get me more of what I want, right? So if you're looking at something like, okay, you know, from start to finish, my conversion rate is 10%. That is your lagging indicator. You have a 10% conversion on your funnel. What you have to ask yourself is, how can I increase that? How can I improve that? And the reason why this is so amazing is you have so much less stuff to focus on. You don't actually have to focus on all of these different content strategies and team strategies and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, you just have like four numbers that you need to work on, right? You need to work on cost per lead. You need to focus on improving your webinar show up rate, conversion rate, application rate, sales call conversion rate. Boom. That's like five numbers that if you focus on those, your MRR is going to go up and your business is going to completely take off. So by focusing on just a few numbers and tweaking those, you don't have to throw a million things at the wall, because there's just a few things that will actually make a big difference. But the kind of biggest overarching thing is, there has to be a priority shift. It's not about, how can I throw out as much stuff as possible? It's, how can I make as many recurring sales as possible? And so I think you could have a place in your business for one-time offers, but that's only if on the back end of those, they're being sold into a recurring program. And it's that balance that's really going to give you the business that you're really looking for. So just to give you some examples, I had a client who went from $15,000 monthly recurring revenue to $120,000 monthly recurring revenue in about 6 months. So this is a client who went from $300K business, $400K business, to $1.5 million business, $1.3 million business, essentially. I also have a client right now who, she's making about $75,000 monthly recurring revenue in her business. And by the end of the year, she'll be at $100,000 a year. Now, that is a complete game changer. If you knew that no matter what, your business was going to make $100,000 every month, $120,000 every month, $50,000 every month, even $20,000 or $10,000 every month, that is such a game changer, because you don't have to keep going and fighting for new sales every month in your business. And that also shifts the focus to what number you want to grow. Because if you're only ever focusing on new sales, new sales, new sales, you can't focus on things like webinar conversion rates, funnel optimization, even things like program performance. There are so many things that need your attention if you're going to scale, and just only ever focusing on pitching as many offers as possible, because that's what most people think. Their KPI is, let me sell as much stuff as possible because then people will convert and then I will have more money. That's what they think happens. More offers equals more sales equals bigger business. But typically what's happening is, more offers equals less sales equals less revenue. So we have to shift the perspective, because really focusing on MRR is going to give you that base. And for me, that's just been key. I went into 2022 with about $2 million worth of annual recurring revenue set up. So that kind of divided by 12 months equals MRR. But I had that annual recurring revenue that was locked in, that I knew I was going to make that the following year, even if I sold nothing. And so that has given me such confidence to be able to hire more team members, to scale my business, and to really make decisions on what actually matters. And also, what do I really want to be doing? So you have to figure out, what are these KPIs that are really key for your business? So just be thinking about, you know, what are 3, 4, 5 numbers that if I tracked these every day, every week, every month in my business, they would give me insight into how I'm doing. So if you're not running ads, if you don't have a funnel, maybe be thinking about, how much are you posting on social media? How much are you emailing your list? How much are you pitching your offers? What is your sales call conversion rate? What's your DM conversation conversion rate? And just asking yourself, how can I improve these numbers? How can I get these numbers higher? And from there, you'll also be able to see what makes the biggest impact. Maybe you're spending a ton of time, you know, doing live streams, but it's not actually leading to any sales. But what's really converting super well for you is your email. If you don't take the time to look at the numbers, you're never going to know what actually makes sense to focus on. For me, I really think MRR, for, you know, anyone who's listening to this business, to this podcast, really focus on growing your MRR, because that is going to be a game changer. I think of this as leverage and almost like dominoes. Like if you knock one thing over, what is going to make everything else easier? MRR is that domino that if you knock that over, it's going to knock everything else into place. You're going to have the income that you want. You're going to have the profit that you want. You're going to have the team that you want. You're going to have the kind of mental stability that you're desiring. You're going to have the space that you're desiring. Because you have that recurring revenue in place, you're able to make better decisions, lower stress, higher lifetime customer value. Another way to think about this as well is you don't have to keep scraping for clients every single month. I have clients who have literally invested over six figures in my business over the years, some of them even over $200,000 over the years, because they keep staying with me month after month after month, year after year after year. So then the conversation becomes, well, how do I retain them as a client and make that possible? Which I've discussed that in other podcast episodes. But by focusing on growing my MRR, all of that falls into place, right? It's not about how many sales can I scrape, whether that's a $10 sale or a $100 sale. It's how can I get clients into programs that really work and really deliver results and focus on scaling that? Because when you have that, everything changes. So I went ahead and I searched through my Millionaire Mastermind Slack channel to see what came up when I searched MRR and recurring revenue. And overwhelmingly, the clients who were celebrating wins were celebrating their MRR. So I had one client who said that her brag is that she is now sitting at over 35K monthly recurring revenue. They have leads and inquiries coming out the wazoo, and that they hope to steadily increase capacity to take on 1 to 2 clients per month, and that they're absolutely mind boggled by what this business has become in just 1 year. And I appreciate the support I've had in this group as I've navigated everything. So that client, the reason why they feel so happy, so supported, everything is so easy is because they focused on monthly recurring revenue. They focused on scaling that one offer that was going to make the biggest impact in their business. I had another client who said, this week I'm in the midst of closing $6,250 of additional MRR for the next 6 months. That's $37,500 added through to March, and it all just happened with such minimal effort in working through having to take on my OBM's work this week. So this client added $37,500 that's coming in over the next 6 months. So I get that it might feel sexy to get all of that up front, but it's actually so much better to get that paid out over time, because they know I have another $6,250. I think their MRR is over that. I think their MRR is maybe like 25, 30K at that point, but they know that money is coming in no matter what. So that's going to influence the decisions that they make. It's going to influence the way that they show up, but also what you need to focus on becomes much more narrow and much more focused. They know that they just need to scale that those 1 to 2 offers in order to get what they want. I had another client say, bought 2 investment properties and paid $1.4 million cash, had a $55K cash month in June, and increased MRR by $10K. Super grateful for all that's happening now to 10X this. Another one said, almost missed that May, was a $45K month, $15K cash, the rest MRR. So $30K in MRR. That is huge. That's a game changer. So this person had a $45K month, but also think about it. They went into the month knowing that they were going to have $30K no matter what. So they're already winning at the beginning of the month. And if you're feeling stressed every month because you're like, oh, I've got $0. What am I going to sell this month? Focus on something that's going to pay you next month as well. Focus on something that's going to keep paying you. So that's, you know, kind of the last one I'll share. I had a bunch of others about MRR, but what I also noticed is that the people who are really, really struggling, they kind of all commented, I don't have MRR. My MRR is very low, or my MRR is drying up. And so what I noticed is that a lot of these clients started getting a little bit sidetracked and trying different things, or they stopped selling. And because of that, they lost that base of income, which then creates a lot of stress. So if you want to minimize stress and increase your overall revenue, find things that are going to pay you each and every month and figure out what are those inputs that are going to make that so much more likely. Because why would you want to work for new sales each and every month when you could just keep getting paid by clients who love the work that you do and who are excited by your program? So that is the kind of conversation I wanted to have, that one business metric to focus on for the most success, and that is monthly recurring revenue. I hope that this episode was helpful for you. I hope that you start thinking about what are those KPIs I want to be tracking in my business, those leading indicators, those lagging indicators, and really prioritizing monthly recurring revenue. If you want to scale to multiple 6 figures or 7 figures, this is absolutely essential. Big companies are not looking for one-time payments. They are looking for ongoing recurring payments, long-term contracts, because they know that that is the way to scale. You make that sale once, it keeps paying you over time, and then you're on to the next one. So you're not fighting for a million different sales each and every month. You make it once and you keep going and you keep scaling from there. Thanks, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Sabrina Philip podcast. We release new episodes each and every week, so make sure to hit subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. If you're a woman entrepreneur and you want to work with me to scale your business to 6, 7, or even 8 figures, send me a message because I'm currently accepting new clients. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I'll see you next week.